Yeah, hello, who's this?
It's DJ Khaled, your brother. First of all, I want everybody to know I love you. You know what I'm saying? We support each other, and that's how it's supposed to be. They say you in the studio cooking up. They don't want us to win. So we're going to win more. A lot more. It's your brother for life. It's DJ Khaled. We the best. Another one.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are currently ready for takeoff and expected to be on air in 2 minutes. We ask that you switch on all data services and join us via Facebook, Twitter, WhatsApp, calls, and text messages. We also ask that you stay away from all other things that will distract you from this transmission.
Oh my, this is amazing. This is great. This is something I always want to listen to. Listening to the main man. D'LALIXTRA.
We going like.
Hello, it's me, your ex.
When you want more music,
champagne for my pain.
Ask for more music. Keep it quiet.
I've always known that you were trouble.
Extra means more.
Good morning, guys. You're welcome to the E-Factor episode 11. Yes, today is 7th January 2023. Whoa, it's actually great. It's like that doesn't really smell like the new year, but you know, it's a new year.
Okay, it was just last year, January, that we came back with Boy Clay, right? That feels just like yesterday. So, why?
Yeah.
I'm sure it's because of the long break that we went. That's why everything is feeling so much like it's a rush or something.
Yeah.
But I guess it's all good. So, Happy New Year to you guys.
Happy
How was your
New
Christmas,
Year, guys.
Though?
You know me, a very home-based kind of person. So, I was just home. I went out a few times. Nothing interesting, actually. I didn't get into the whole, you know, Christmas thing like you guys. I'm a very chill person. So you already know.
I guess the people that want to believe that will believe that. The people that do not want to believe that are not going to believe that. You can't even.
I don't usually go out. If you want to invite me out, it has to be like a dinner, like classy type shit. I'm not going to like go raving. Come on, I'm old.
What he said, everything he said, that is how it's supposed to be done. So my Christmas was great too.
Okay.
It was interesting. Mm-hmm. I actually had a lot of fun. That was the plan. So to have fun to the maximum during the Christmas, and it was achieved.
Okay, so what she said too. So yes, Happy New Year, everybody. We wish you nothing but the best this trip.
Exactly. And this year we are going to bring you amazing stuff. We are going to get talking to great people like we did last year. We are going to continue with some virtual sessions. Then we are going to get interactive with people here as well.
And then hopefully the studio can be back and we can start meeting some of you in the flesh.
You know.
And, you know, giving you keywords and stuff like that.
Yes. I think we can actually work with all that. So, So, I think we've talked a lot.
No, I mean, so
we haven't.
Happy New Year. I'm wishing you guys nothing, but I think I said that. But if you have any resolutions, I feel like you should keep your goal in sight, keep going.
Maybe do not be too hard on yourself by setting goals that at the end of the year, if you do not get them, you'll be thinking you didn't do anything.
Yeah. But then if you.
So, yeah. You can set goals, but it doesn't mean do or die affair.
Realistic goals. And don't blame yourself if it doesn't work out. I mean, I started out last year like, oh, you know what, by the time you see like the E-Factor, I'll be like, yo, boom, boom, boom. But well, I mean, 3 months in and then I couldn't even release
it. It was a whole shutdown.
Yeah, until November. So yeah, so that is it. Anyway, guys, we're going to be talking to Joe Rocky Jr. He's like a real estate person. He's into sales. He does keynote speaking. So it's like a whole lot. It's like a lot in one. We didn't have enough time to actually chop everything up, so we'll schedule another interview with him some other time, and then we continue the conversation. Yes.
Sometimes. So if I think getting a house or building is one of your resolutions for the year, the interview is right for you, you're going to learn a lot and pick up stuff that you need to know to sort yourself out.
Yeah. So let's get into the show. So Lexicon, right? I mean, some of you might be new because the new year, so we're getting new meat, new blood. So this is where we kind of everything is new. This is where we teach you words and their meanings, and then we go on and then we you know, teach you words that sound the same but have different meanings and different spellings. So now our first word is expeditious, and that's a formal word to describe someone acting in a quick or efficient way. So if you act in a very quick or efficient way, you're expeditious. So yeah, you know. If you are going to be expeditious this year, then you make sure that you use that word this week. That's the best way to. If somebody asks you, if they say, "What's your New Year's resolution?" Say, "Oh, this year I'm just trying to be expeditious." Then be like, "Yo, what's that?" Be like, "Oh, I'm going to be acting in a very quick and efficient way." Then go. Yeah, like, wow, okay, I like you 2.0. 3.0. Now, our next word is lachrymose, right? And that is used to describe someone who likes to cry a lot, or something that makes people cry. Yes. So if puppies make you cry, if you see a puppy and you're like, oh, and they just start tearing, lachrymose. So the puppy and you are all lacrimose.
Okay.
Yes, and if seeing the new year has made you cry because you didn't know how you got through last year, that is also lacrimose. So yeah, use it. There you go. Now moving on to confused words. That's now the stage is yours. Why were you laughing?
Empathy. I just thought you were going to make some serious sentence with the lacrimose.
Wow. Okay, you know, that's a bait. I'm not even going to do it. I'm not even going to honor with anything.
I should pick it up. What is the best way to start your new year than to take up challenges and execute them?
Yeah.
So let's hear it.
Yeah, don't worry.
Lacrimose.
Let's go.
Okay, so the next thing is our confused words. And today what we have is break and break. So the first one is break, which means used to slow down or stop movement. Then the second one, the break, is separate into pieces. So that is it. Break and break. Yep. Would you want to form a sentence?
No, you.
That is what you want me to do. Okay, so he braked abruptly whilst he was driving on the road. That is for the first one. And the second one, we have break. So Delali broke the mug into pieces.
I mean, the word is break, but you're using the past tense.
Relax.
Use the break.
A. The school students are on break.
So did it?
Nah, that one is separate. No, you see, he's trying to set me up for failure. Not going to happen. So break. I'm going to break. Relax. I'm going to break the stones.
Okay, I mean, that works. All right, so to dip into the new year, we have a song of the week. We're starting off with EL Superhero.
Oh boy.
Yes, there you go.
I had an idea.
What?
I mean, if you're a regular in the show, you know something about EL and E Factor, so yeah.
Everybody is a superhero this year. 2023, you're going to be a superhero. I'm rooting for you guys. So yeah, so enjoy the song of the week. That's EL Superhero. Then we move into some inspiration for you guys. I'm sure it would actually fire you up for the rest of 2023.
Yep.
Well, we're back. We're talking to Joe Rocky, everything real estate, sales, and a little bit of podcasting. He has a podcast too. So see you on the flip side, and happy new year, guys. Don't be rude. Say Happy New Year. Jesus. Wow.
Happy New Year to you guys.
Bad habits.
Wow. I already said that.
This is the E Factor.
We didn't come support one song and one song only.
We're going to skate to one song only.
Oh my, this is amazing. This is great. This is something I always want to listen to. Listening to the main man, D'Lali.
We were all created with potential to become superheroes. We all have the power to cause change in this world. This is how I choose to use my power.
had a dream, I lived in a world of discrimination. Different races, raising killers and rapists. Fake like I live in the matrix, so I awaken. This is the case, day to day on minimum wage. End of the day, I'm still in the maze. Amazing. My soul bleeds for millions of dough and rollies. I'm in it to show the globe, I'm more than an image, I'm more like a trophy. So please, give me a set. Am I worth your freaking respect? Am I wrong or really the best? Yes.
This is the E Factor.
Fuck the world, it's not for change. Diseases, wars, and toxic grain. Cities go up in flames. Gather the nations, lock them up in chains. Demolish, apocalypse now accomplished. We live in eternal darkness forever. If we could cast aside the greed, chuck up a piece, just take a minute to breathe. We can agree, love is all that we need. And let it supersede. We can change the world a day at a time. Before it's too late to rewind, or we can remain in the grind. I'll leave it to you. Go!
If you ever need a superhero to save the day, you should be looking inside. See, I believe that I'm a superhero, but I can't do it alone. So if you ever need a superhero to save the day, you should be looking inside. See, I believe that I'm a superhero, but I can't do it alone.
This is the effect. XTRA. We going like.
Hello, it's me, your Red.
When you want more music,
champagne for my pain.
Ask for more music. Keep it quiet.
I've always known that you were trouble.
Extra means more.
And so I say to you, it's possible you can live your dream if it's becoming a diamond, if it's having more, if it's achieving more, if it's being a better father, being a better mother, whatever it is, overcoming addiction, changing our society. It's possible you can live your dream. It's necessary that you have a plan of action, that you're resilient, that you stick to, and you work with the system, that you work with people, that you give support, and that you be there for them, that you have the vision and never give up, that you become creative and relentless and keep on coming back. Again and again and again, and that it's you that you got to take personal responsibility to make it happen, and that it's hard, easy is not an option. And when life knocked you down, jump back up and said, it's not over until I win. And when you know it's hard, and you write down those reasons that will energize you, that will inspire you when you want to give up. When you doubt yourself and you pull those reasons out, that will make it worth it for you. And once you find those things that will make it worth it for you, it will create a hunger within you that won't be denied. And then it is done. It is done. It is done.
And if I can leave you with anything, I want to leave you with this. Hear me clearly when I say this. There are people who come in your life sometimes to be there for a season. They weren't meant to be there always. Sometimes we find ourselves hooked up with people that we think are there for a lifetime, but they were only supposed to be there for a season. There are people who come in your life like boosters for a rocket. If you ever watch a rocket go into space, the boosters fall off when it reaches a certain altitude. Some people are not equipped to handle the altitudes that you're going to. So don't be afraid when they fall off. They're not bad people. They just couldn't go where you're going.
This is the E Factor. What does extra mean?
Want you to make me feel like I'm the only girl in the world.
Jet plane headed up to the sky.
And even more music.
A
I'm addicted to you, and I don't know why. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And if you ask around, you gonna say I'm undone.
All right, so good morning, everybody. I told you guys we have an amazing guest today. He is Joe Rocky Jr. And we're going to be talking, I think, a little bit of sales, a little bit of real estate. And then he has a podcast. I think that is Father and Joe.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
All right. So quickly, I don't want to sell you short. So I'd like you to just introduce yourself.
Sure. So I have done a lot of things, to say the least. So I give keynote addresses that specialize on my expertise, which is business creation and business development, as well as becoming a master at sales. As you mentioned, I have created a number of businesses. My first one I made was in 2011. Every entity I've built, regardless of its industry, has all been built from scratch. And they're all going strong and they've survived pandemics, which is really fun and exciting. And also, as you mentioned, I have done multiple podcasts. I do have two of them right now. The first one is Father and Joe. What we do at Father and Joe is we emphasize the importance of relationships within our lives, starting with the relationship we have with ourselves, the relationship we have with those around us, and then the relationship we have with God. And the second podcast I do is a video-based podcast where we discuss about the NFL and all the various teams in it and what's going on.
Okay, so what kind of drive do you have? What makes you want to do all these, like, so many things?
Well, I guess that's part of my personality is I like creating things at my core. It's always been my favorite thing to do. And creating a business is challenging and rewarding at the same time. And I really like that element of it. As you mentioned, I started in the real estate world. And the reason I went into real estate to begin was because in 2011, it was really the only pathway I saw of residual income, which is my goal, really. And at that time, there was no subscription-based products. Like Netflix didn't exist really. There wasn't, you sign up for this internet program, you pay for it on a monthly basis, as much as my space in the internet really has found out that that's what that is. And at the time, it was basically utilities, your rent, and your taxes. That was the only things that were residual income. And the only one I could get into was being a landlord. And at that time, I needed more capital than I currently had. So I began by doing what's known as flipping properties, where you buy it, you renovate it, then you resell it for the higher amount, just to have the capital to buy the rentals. So some of these businesses get created because they're stepping stones to what I really do want to do. And they're essentially a necessary step to get there. And when you look at it at the aggregate of having the long-term plan of where I want it to be, it's all just part of the process. And whenever it's all said and done, and I look at all the accomplishments I have, most of them are pretty straight line of this one led to this one, led to this. And the skills that you get from one thing obviously translate to everything else, not to mention the capital received from making a successful business. So that is ultimately, I think, the long story short of why I have so many things.
Okay. So let's check out a little bit about your real estate, right? How exactly does one become a real estate agent? Like, do you just, I don't know, if you are a real estate agent, do I just, you know, follow you around and then you teach me the ropes, or I'd have to actually, you know, professionally study it?
Well, sorry for a clarification for the American legal system. I am not a real estate agent as defined by the law. I'm a real estate investor. It's a stupid nuance, but it is important. The key difference is that I have an equity stake in my properties rather than just helping someone sell something. But to become the way that I started, at least to answer your question, is I started by partnering up with someone who already knew what they were doing. And it's how I would recommend anyone begin, because most people who have the inclination to want to become a landlord or want to purchase real estate as an investment have some type of professional background where they're used to people being other adults. They're going to do what they say. All of my employees will show up when they're supposed to, and then you'll function competently. That not necessarily the case when we're talking about real estate. So that's one of the things where I highly recommend you start with someone who has been in this space, just for the simple fact that it is a little bit of a different world, not only in the people you'll be working with, but just in the flat out work itself.
Okay, so you mentioned flipping.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what exactly is it? Like, you know, for somebody who does, like, who has no idea about, you know, real estate terms and stuff like that, what exactly is flipping?
So think about the broken house that's in your neighborhood or that you've driven past.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden, a couple years later, oh, that place looks awesome. What has happened in the in-between time is someone purchased that property, they made it better, and then in the case of a flip, they resold it to get the maximum value for it after the renovations.
Oh, okay.
And essentially, in a very broad nutshell, that's what flipping is. Buying something broken, making it better, selling it for a profit.
Okay. So, and okay, I don't know about... So let me ask, owning a house... How difficult is it out there?
Well, it's difficult if banks don't like you. Let's start with that, especially in the current environment in which we're recording this, where banks are getting scared again. And anytime that happens, economies go into trouble. But in general, you know, if the banks like you, it's not that difficult to purchase property. Granted, it was much easier before COVID when supply and demand was at its appropriate equilibrium. But even now, with it being out of whack, you still can you can still find good houses out there.
Oh, okay. 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 So I understand you are a landlord, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what are some of the challenges that you have?
Well, I mean, the first challenge any landlord will tell you is that you have tenants that don't care about the property as much as you are. And I'm thankful that for all these problems about the list out, I have found solutions to. So tenants not caring as much about the properties, tenants not paying you, and in general, just having property management companies try to take this burden off you but not really care either, so you're just spending more money to get a broken house. So those are the challenges to start with, and some of the root causes there are: did we select the right tenants? Is the house in the right area? Is it the right size of a property? All of those types of things you learn with experience. And like I said, thankfully I've built systems throughout time to make each and every one of those problems dissipate and become less of an issue for me.
All right, so let's look at two of those solutions that you've had with their problems.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the product that I sell now isn't a straight landlord agreement. There is a rent component to it, but it's also where my tenants are actively having an ownership stake in the property. So they now care about it. They want it to look nice. You know, they want to paint their child's room whatever color they want, they can go for it. You know, they can make it theirs. And in doing so, they don't miss payments because they care about it. They maintain it. And basically, because it is such a niche group of people who actually want to go into a situation where I want to be a renter, but have it become eventually mine, it has phased out so many of the problems that I would have. But conversely, I had to find out what kind of houses these people would want, like that this niche would play with. And basically, it's 4-bedroom properties that are single family houses. That's what people want to do this with. And that's what I have built the entity around here, specifically focusing since 2017 on this.
Oh, okay. Okay. So now with getting tenant, now what's the one thing that you look out for? But then
I look out for what's on their criminal report. I don't really care about their credit report because most of the people who are coming to me don't have great credit, just for the simple fact that they want to own the house, but they can't because a bank doesn't like them. 9 times out of 10, it's a credit issue. So I don't care about that. I care that they have a good job and that they don't have stuff on their criminal report. And that's basically it. Other than that, we're pretty flexible.
Oh, okay. Okay. Now, I think we've talked, you know, in details, I'd say, about real estate. Or if there's anything that you'd like to add, you know, for anybody to know in the real estate world, if there's anything that you would like to add before we jump into sales.
Sure. So the one thing that I would add, and this is related to sales, is that it's a lot harder than you think it is. Mm-hmm. Most people think that all I need to do is have a house and the rest will take care of itself. And it is much more challenging than that. And it's something that I said in the beginning, I strongly emphasize that you begin with someone who knows what they're doing and have an equity-based partnership with them, because it is a thing that has a lot of minds in this minefield and a lot of different ways that things can go very, very badly mm-hmm. for a very long time.
All right. So usually one last question on real estate. Usually mm-hmm. when you are flipping, now can there be a case where you have spent so much money fixing the home and then you're not getting, you know, the right buyer? And then like the property is just sitting out there. And then I know that if the property is sitting out there, it is likely to start going bad again. Is there any, mm-hmm. what do you do in cases like that?
So that is true. Unfortunately, I have been there before. Yeah. I think as anyone who's done enough flips will admit that they have been as well. So in my situation, what I do is I refinance the property at its better value now that it's fixed. And that normally gets away a lot of the holding costs that you have when you're doing a flip, because for most people, they have enough money to do some of the job. Say the property is going to cost $100,000 to renovate and purchase. Most people will bring about $30,000 to the table and they'll go get a loan for the other $70,000. And the thing is that's going to be a very expensive loan. And it's because there's risk. The property's not done yet. But once the property's done, you can go get a normal loan, which a much more stable interest rate upon it. And that's what I do. And then I just basically sit down and I look at the economics. Is it realistic for me for the next buying system to sell this property at the number I need it to be? Sometimes the answer is yes. That's awesome when it's the case. But when it's not, I just flat out, I put a really good tenant in there and let them pay down the over cost that I created. And then in a couple of years, once the property has returned back to a good cost basis situation in terms of net profit, we reanalyze and say, do we want to sell it now or do we just want to keep this being a rental? And the risk you have during that is that you pick a tenant who's not going to re-destroy the property that you just fixed up.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much. Now let's move into sales. Now, I actually don't know anything about sales, so we're going to start from how important it is for, you know, an entrepreneur to actually navigate and tackle sales. I mean, I think we should start from there.
Sure. So let's start at the very beginning of defining what I call sales and what most people believe sales is. So sales is really three main components. And think of this as if you were owned a bakery. The first one is getting people into your bakery. The second step is having people want to give you money in exchange for your good. And the third step is them to like your product, your actual donuts or bread at your bakery. So when we look at those three steps, each of them have very different needs and results, and quite frankly, personality types that excel at different elements of that. So the obvious reason why we need to be successful at this is that if you don't have sales, you don't have a business. I mean, that's just as flat out as it can be. So we look at the first component. We need to get people to come in the door. And there's lots of different ways that this can take place, whether we're talking about a big marketing budget, someone just doing cold calling, and everything in between. That is the starting point. And then the part where people talk about sales probably the most is that middle process where it's, I'm talking to you, we need to figure out you taking my product for X amount of money and let's working out that negotiation. And certainly there is a gajillion amount of nuance to that. And that's where I think people overemphasize it a little bit, because at the end of the day, no one's ever going to be 100% perfect in that, nor should you be. Because your back-end product in the third component is never going to be perfect for everyone. You know, you put enough people in the room and you ask them, what is your favorite bakery? No one's going to have the same answer if you have a big enough group. So therefore, it is impossible to be everything to everyone, and it's an unrealistic goal to start with. So I wanted to start with there as your definition, then we can dive into which component and which area you have all your questions on.
Okay, so now the main issue is, like, if you are starting out anything, now how important is sales to you? Like, so like maybe one person running the show. So like,
well, sales is everything. You know, I mean, so whenever I'm starting a business, it starts with how is this sales model going to look? And I really build the rest of the business around this sales model. So it starts with, as an individual, no one's going to have the personality type to do all of this. And we just look at the first two phases, creating enough leads, enough people who want to come into my bakery, and then interacting with them in a way that transfers goods for money. In my world, I am very good in the middle section, but I do not like the beginning of getting people in the door and creating the leads. And the reason is, my personality type prefers to be out in the field talking to people and creating solutions, where the majority of marketing getting people in the door is not that. I mean, there's ways to do it that is that, but not the majority and or the most effective ways to do it. So you're looking at two different personality types as the starting point. And where I recommend is you find out which part of the funnel you naturally are attracted to. You specialize in that, and you figure out a way to get someone else or another entity to do the parts that you're not good at.
Oh.
You know, there's lots of companies that only do one of these three components. Some of them do all three of them, some do two of the three. So in my world, what I did was I found partners that wanted to fill my calendar. So that way I would constantly be looking at new properties to buy. And whenever I'm looking at more and more properties, it makes it really easy to buy the most profitable one because I'm looking at the most. So that was how I did it. I found a guy who helped me get more people into my bakery. And then I worked the cash register to be able to make sure that they bought the right product and all of that. So what I recommend is first doing an honest assessment. Do I like being in the field talking to people? And if the answer is yes, awesome. We should be doing the middle component. If the answer is no, that's totally okay. We should be looking at either the third or the first component. I either should be the one coming up with better recipes for my bakery, or I should be working on getting people to come in there. Again, all of these steps are important, and it's what the business needs to be built around. But it starts with what am I good at, and then figuring out a way to outsource the other steps, because they are necessary and you absolutely need to do them if you want to have a profitable entity.
All right. So you mentioned you are the type that would like to go out. So now when you go out, could you talk me through, try to sell me something? Like just give me a demo of your process.
Sure. So when I walk into an individual's property where I'm looking to buy it, which is a form of sales, because I'm trying to buy this property for less than if they were trying to sell it just for the maximum amount of money. And that's how I really win, is buying a property for the least amount of money. Any person in real estate investment, it's the easiest way to make money. And the way that I do is I first walk in and I have a very scripted beginning. You know, hello, my name's Joe Ronke. Is it okay if I take pictures of your house? Immediately, we start decreasing barriers. We create a very basic level of adult to adult trust. This guy's asking for permission. Whether it would have been a big deal or not, 9 times out of 10, it isn't. But it's just a nice little check-in thing. I then tell him, you know, it's going to take us about 15 minutes to go through this property. I'm going to ask you a bunch of questions along the way, and we're going to start in the basement if that's okay with you. We go to the basement. Because of the basement, there's foundation problems. I don't like dealing with foundation problems personally because they're not profitable within my business world. So I can kind of find out right away if this is going to be a house that I want or not. And that's a very big, important process for all salespeople over there that really takes a lot of courage to overcome, which is, this person might not be my client and I might not want them to be my client. So this is a dual interview. This isn't just them interviewing me to see if, you know, they want me. This is also me interviewing them to see if I want them. And anyone who's doing a long-term service-based relationship, that is incredibly vital. you know, whenever you're coaching someone, as I do, to become better at professional lives, to get promotions, you need to make sure that you actually want to help this person. You know, at the end of the day, if you're going to be working with someone you can't stand, it's not going to be beneficial for anyone. So that's a very important thing. And don't be afraid to fire a client. So that's all what I do. So I go around, I ask questions, and I mostly don't ask them about the house. I ask them about themselves, what the situation is that led them to call me, because it's kind of evident that once you call a real estate investor, that you're not going to get the maximum amount of money for the property. I even tell people that, you know, if you list this with a real estate agent, you're going to get more money than if you sell it to me. But the trade-off is you have to deal with all of the legal jumps and hoops that comes with making a real estate agent. It has to be perfect in all regards. It might take a while. All of this is real life, and there's no guarantee what you're going to get it for.
Yeah.
You sell it with me, we know it's going to happen. It's going to happen within the month. It's going to be for this amount, and you don't need to do anything except take your stuff out. That's it. And that's something you're going to do anyway. So it's a trade-off. And like I said, some people want to get the most amount of money, and bless them. I'm not trying to fault them at all. But there's enough people in the world, especially in my area, that just want to not deal with the problem. You know, this is something I don't want to deal with. Just get it out of my life. Well, I can help you with that. We can do it quickly. And that's how I really make my business successful. That's how all of my real estate businesses have taken off and thrived.
Oh, okay. So, I mean, in all you're saying, so how exactly do I find a good salesperson? I don't know. What should I be looking for?
So what you want to look for in a good salesperson as a hiring agent is this person going to be paid if it is successful? And what you want to avoid is paying people just for essentially showing up. The more you can figure out what you want, in this case, we want sales. We want dollars. We want currency. The best way to do it is to make it a commission-based arrangement, where if that person is willing to jump in, and you have to figure out the percentages on you, that's going to be between you and negotiating with your local market. But anyone who's saying, I will strictly work on commission, that's someone who has confidence and will produce the results. So what we need to know is, are they willing to do that? Because there's a lot of people that get into traps where they pay for activity, which may or may not lead into anything. And especially if this is your first time hiring a salesperson, you are much better off paying someone a higher commission-based rate. Because again, they only get paid when you get paid, than it is to hire someone activity, because the fear is it's a lower amount. You're much better off. People who are confident and competent in what they do will work strictly upon commission, and those people will be the ones that will give you the best result.
Okay. So sadly, we are out of time. We're almost out of time. So, but then if there's anything you'd like to add, you know, on sales and real estate, we'll be happy to hear it. But then before anything, could you like mention your podcast where people can find it?
Sure. So the three things to mention is, well, first, for any of these services that I mentioned, I give for people, the keynote address is business development for yourself or your business, personal development for yourself and getting promotions, and then as well as sales expertise. You can find me at elitebusinessconversations.com. That's elitebusinessconversations.com. You can find my podcast, the audio-based one, anywhere you get an audio one, is called Father and Joe. Three words. Father and Joe. New episodes for that come out every Tuesday. And then my video based podcast is on YouTube, and the channel is called Local Football Flavor. That's Local Football Flavor.
Okay. So anytime you want to change scenes, like, you know, your title just being out there, you can come to Ghana. Come and experience this lifestyle too. You probably get some property here to actually buy.
Well, right now, it's traveling is not exactly fun, to say the least. Oh, okay. So, I depending upon what state you're leaving of America and what state you're trying to get into, it can be night and day. And I'll just leave it at that.
All right, so thank you so much, Joe Rocky Jr. This was an amazing conversation. I'll be very glad to talk to you again about maybe the keynote speaking and other stuff. So if you are down for it, I'll reach out to you and we'll make it happen.
Beautiful. I look forward to it.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
Oh, is there anything you'd like to say to the listeners? You know, something? Nothing? You're good?
Well, I would like to... how much time do I got so I don't go too long here?
5 minutes.
Okay. The one thing I would like to invite anyone to do, because this is capable of any individual who's on this planet, is there's four things you can do to better yourself. Mm-hmm. And they're really basic. The first is become more knowledgeable about what you're talking about, what you're trying to accomplish. It really puts you forward in an infinite amount of ways. The second one is that if you ever have a feeling inside of you of something you need to say, figure out a way to get it out of you, even if it comes out stuttery or clammy or just weird. Just figure out a way to get that feeling out of you and articulate it. The third thing being, always treat people as if they are your equal, because at the end of the day, essentially we are. And the majority of the perceived problems of this world are on that balance of you not treating someone as an equal. And then the fourth one, basically learn how to be humble, people. It is the most important skill of all of them, because if you have humility wrapped inside of it, it makes it every relationship you have much better. And each and every one of us are capable of doing those four things. And if you make those four things the building blocks of your life, you have an absolutely fantastic and joyous experience on this planet.
All right. Thank you so much, Joe. No, before you go, I think we still have time. So there's a thing that I let the people I interview do. So I want you to say thank you in one of my languages, if you can. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to give you a pretty difficult one. So try to say Oyuwadon. That is.
Oyuwadon.
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 I mean, it needs a little like Oyuwa.
Oyuwa.
Don.
Oyuwadon.
Exactly. Yeah. So that works. All right. So thank you.
I love that.
All right. So thank you so much. We'll do this some other time very soon.
All right. Beautiful. Well, thank you.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Rocky.
This is the effect.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are ready to touch down. Thank you for joining us on this exciting journey. Join our next transmission for an even better experience. Have a nice day.